It is April 12, 2019. In Burbank, California, dozens of journalists, Wall Street analysts, and influencers are packed inside a theater on the Walt Disney Company studio lot. Disney CEO Bob Iger takes the stage. He's run Disney for almost 14 years. Iger waited patiently through the 80s and early 90s until he got his chance to replace the legendary Michael Eisner as head of the company that's affectionately known in the movie business as the Mouse House. Iger's deal-making skills have successfully turned Disney into the king of the Hollywood jungle. Disney started out with its library of family classics, and then Iger went on a massive spending spree. First, Disney bought the animation studio Pixar. Then it bought Marvel, whose movies by themselves have grossed over $20 billion. After that, Iger bought the entire Star Wars franchise. And in the spring of 2019, he capped it all off with the purchase of the movie and TV studio 21st Century Fox in a $71 billion deal. With all that blockbuster content under its control, Iger's finally ready to take on Netflix head-to-head. There have been rumblings and questions about a standalone Disney streaming service for years. Today, people are gathered on the Disney lot to hear the details of the new service from Iger himself. Everyone wonders, has Disney assembled enough firepower to make Reed Hastings and Netflix finally feel the pressure? The new service is called Disney Plus. It will launch in the fall of 2019. Iger and his executives parade out a series of tantalizing clips and buzzworthy announcements. Its entire library of animated classics will be on the new platform, a big draw for parents. There will be new original series based on Star Wars, High School Musical, and Monsters, Inc. Disney Plus will have movies and TV shows, including every episode of The Simpsons, which it now owns, courtesy of its Fox acquisition.
Homer Simpson here, proud addition to the Disney family and soon appearing on Disney Plus. I, for one, salute our new corporate overlords. Now, family, put on the mouse ears.
You only get one chance to make a first impression.
And the second biggest grossing movie in history, Avengers Endgame, will stream exclusively to the service instead of going to Netflix or anywhere else. And then, as if that weren't enough, comes the big reveal. Disney Plus will cost just $6.99 a month. There are audible gasps. Most Netflix subscribers pay $13. HBO Now is $15. All this for $7 a month? The company admits it'll lose billions of dollars in the first few years by making so much content available for such a low price. But hey, that's the cost of coming to market with a potential Netflix killer. And Disney isn't even the only company trying.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though many of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill talk about how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can check out this episode and a whole lot more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars. Netflix's rise against Blockbuster and HBO was our very first series on business wars. And even in the past year and a half since it first aired, the streaming wars that Netflix is at the heart of have become more competitive, more complex, and more lucrative than ever. You are listening to our final episode of Netflix versus Blockbuster Revisited. This is Episode 8, Streamers Everywhere. Bob Iger's Disney Plus announcement is a bombshell. Disney has one thing in mind: catch up to Netflix on subscribers. They believe the low price point to sign up for Disney Plus to get so much great content could help it rack up to 90 million subscribers in less than 5 years. That still wouldn't be half as big as Netflix will be by then. But it would be the closest any service has come yet to challenging Netflix's streaming supremacy. The morning after the big presentation, Bob Iger goes on ABC's Good Morning America, which is, of course, owned by Disney, by the way.
What would you say this is? Is it a reimagination? Is it a transformation for the company?
This is an extension for the company of what it has done for 96 years, which is tell great stories that entertain the world.
Iger looks relaxed and confident. And then, a month later, Disney drops more surprising news. The company will spend $27 billion to buy out Comcast's stake in another streaming platform, Hulu. See, Hulu was founded 12 years ago as a digital partnership between three of the four major television networks: ABC, which was owned by Disney, Fox, and NBC, which is now owned by Comcast. Once Disney bought Fox, it would now control a majority of Hulu. By buying Comcast share, it will own 100% of Hulu and its 28 million subscribers. Hulu gives Disney another foothold in the streaming wars. Hulu's taken off with its bold, original programming. The Handmaid's Tale, for example, has been one of the most unconventional and successful shows of the new golden age of television.
Is this what freedom looks like? What will happen when I get out? There probably is no out. Gilead is within you.
Handmaid's Tale is the kind of more edgy adult fare that can live on Hulu and give Disney a different kind of platform from the more family-friendly Disney Plus. With both Hulu and Disney Plus, whatever kinds of movies or TV shows the Disney empire makes, it will have a streaming service to put it on. Around the same time, another major player is making a big splash in the space, a company known more for making phones and laptops than television shows. For over a year, Apple has been building up its television production team. It hired two seasoned executives to lead the initiative and has slowly announced new TV shows with the likes of Oprah Winfrey and Reese Witherspoon. Today, the notoriously secretive company is ready to share more details. Apple's version of ribbon cutting is a star-studded event at the Steve Jobs Theater. The flying saucer-shaped venue is on the company's campus in Silicon Valley. Juice smoothies and protein snacks are passed around on trays. This is the place where Jobs and his successor, Tim Cook, have changed society and culture with big reveals. The iPod, the iPhone, the iPad. Apple's ability to mesmerize audiences with its latest gadgets is legendary. How exactly will the company take on Netflix and the streaming boom? They start with the director, J.J. Abrams.
Life often makes no sense. There's something about stories that gives a sense of order and purpose to the world and allows us to live other lives than the life we're living.
How will Apple make a splash today? The answer is celebrities. Lots of celebrities come onto the stage. Reese Witherspoon, Steven Spielberg, Jennifer Aniston. Each draws applause and a lightning storm of camera flashes from the crowd.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. This is so exciting. Reese and I are so proud to be a part of this exciting launch with Apple, officially announcing our new project, The Morning Show.
Hello? Am I late?
But where the Disney Plus presentation is filled with detail, Apple's presentation is flashy but short on substance. The stars do a lot of talking, but they show almost no clips from any of the new shows. And just as baffling for the audience sitting there is the realization that practically no business details will be revealed. No price, no release date, no explanation of how exactly the original shows Apple has been making will be made available. Apple is spending more than $1 billion on the first batch of shows. As of the spring of 2019, it's not clear how they will release this content. The speculation is they may simply give them away for free, and they've got a lot of people using Apple products to give them to. As Oprah puts it during her moment on stage.
Because they're in a billion pockets, y'all. A billion pockets.
Meanwhile, about 10 miles southeast of Cupertino in Los Gatos, Netflix is busy growing and growing and counting its Oscars and Emmys. The breadth of Netflix's reach is impressive. It is in virtually every country in the world and every large population country besides China. It has all manner of programming, original dating shows, makeover and food programs to watch, alongside its award-winning documentaries, dramas, and comedies. It's gobbling up top talent. Even Barack and Michelle Obama have a first-look deal to make shows for Netflix. That last detail does not escape the attention of ABC late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, who makes a joke at a Disney event for advertisers. Here at ABC, we've been running a lot of focus groups. And the good news is we know exactly what Gen Zers want. The bad news is it's Netflix. Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos both publicly congratulate Disney for their new entries into streaming. They wish Disney well. When Hastings is asked about the fact that all the other media companies are starting to take their flashy content and go home, Hastings says he isn't surprised at all. That's what they predicted a long time ago, and that's exactly why they've been cranking out so many of their own shows for the past few years. In 2019, 85% of Netflix's content budget is going to make their own shows. So when Warner Brothers pulls back Friends or Disney pulls all the Marvel and Star Wars movies, Netflix is banking on the fact that it will have enough of its own content that subscribers will want to stick around. Once upon a time, Netflix managed to come out of nowhere, take down Blockbuster with its red envelopes filled with shiny DVDs. Today, it sits at the top of the streaming heap with 150 million subscribers worldwide, tens of millions more than its nearest competitor. Remember when Jeff Bukas compared Netflix to the Albanian army? Well, no one is going to take Netflix for granted anymore. And there are still more combatants entering the field. You know, Audible has a brand new collection of exclusive thrillers. Every move is made more exciting by captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. I just downloaded The Grand Opening by Carl Weber. It's a mystery about a family business in a small southern town, and there are secrets around every turn. You know, when I'm listening, the time just disappears, getting completely immersed in the story and the performances. And as an Audible member, you get to keep one title a month from their entire catalog, including bestsellers and new releases. So come on, listen along. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Head on over to audible.com/BW or just text BW to 500-500. That's audible.com/BW or text BW to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. As business owners and managers, you use software for your business every day. You use one piece of software to manage your customers, another to manage your employees, another to manage your finances, and the list goes on. You buy these pieces independently and hope they fit neatly together like a puzzle. And then you find out the hard way that they don't, and you end up with a mess at the heart of your business operations. Does any of this sound familiar? Well, fortunately, Zoho offers a solution to this chaos. It's called Zoho One. Zoho One is a suite of around 50 pre-integrated business applications that fit together beautifully. So instead of dealing with disparate software from multiple vendors with multiple contracts and price points, you deal with one vendor with all the pieces of the business software puzzle neatly put together, offered at a very attractive price. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, you got to check out Zoho One at zoho.one. That's Zoho.one. With Zoho, you're not just licensing apps. You're licensing peace of mind. Okay, so we've got Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Apple Plus. Don't forget Amazon Prime. And as the traditional cable bundle continues to unravel, there are other companies jumping in too. YouTube offers original programming and live television. So does Sony's PlayStation View. And there are even niche subscriptions if you love anime or independent films or British costume dramas, or even if you love to watch other people play video games, even... That, my friend, is the familiar sound of an NFL game streaming on Twitter. Yes, even Twitter has figured out a way to get in on this action, buying the rights for Thursday Night Football. But there are two more big media companies about to enter the streaming space in a major way. Comcast is the owner of the movie studio Universal Studios, the network NBC, as well as cable channels like USA and Bravo. Comcast is betting streaming is the future. It's going to make sure it's out by the 2020 Olympics, but Comcast is betting on a service that will be supported with advertising. After all, for all the talk about subscription models, let's not forget that television advertising is still a $70 billion business. So, Comcast is taking a different approach from its competitors. It will be free to subscribers of Comcast Cable, but it will have ads. It's the 2019 upfronts. Upfronts are a decades-old tradition for NBC and other broadcast network owners. The dog and pony ritual began decades ago, back when networks realized the makers of cars, beer, deodorant, and other products wanted to know what would be on the fall TV schedule. Comcast's upfront presentation is at Radio City Music Hall in New York, not far from the NBC headquarters at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. Comcast is putting its new strategy to the ultimate road test. Even though its streaming service is still a year away, it makes it a key pillar of its presentation. NBC Universal opens its pitch to 4,000 advertisers by playing the iconic "I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke" commercial. It's their way of saying that advertising still matters. And then the execs from NBC Universal lay out their case. Viewers have subscription fatigue. All these companies are taking massive risks by trying to go up against Netflix's subscription model when they've never run anything like it before. And even as more Americans cut their cable cords, there are only so many subscriptions they can afford. In many surveys, 3 is the magic number. Customers say they will pay for 3 subscriptions and no more. Linda Yaccarino is the steely head of ad sales at NBC. She strides onto the Radio City stage in 4-inch heels. "While other companies are pushing advertisers out, we're bringing them in," she says. "It will have a slate of originals and a gigantic library of all favorites. The shows that people love the most and stream the most are coming home at a price that every person can afford. Free!" Comcast is not the only traditional player who believes viewers will still be happiest with free. Viacom, another media giant, is betting big on a continued ad-supported model. 2/3 of subscribers to its CBS All Access use the ad-supported version. And finally, what about HBO and its parent, Warner Media? Unlike Disney, Warner Media has still not revealed many details about pricing or
even a name for its service. At its upfronts, WarnerMedia trotted out their late-night star Conan O'Brien, who promptly took some digs at his new corporate boss. This is the first upfront we've had since Time Warner was bought by AT&T. And because this is AT&T, after the show, there will be a terrible reception. Because it's AT&T, the after party only has two bars. Conan's warm-up act is followed by Kevin Riley's presentation. Riley is the head of WarnerMedia's as-yet-unnamed streaming service. And Riley says that they plan to zig where Netflix is zagging. While Netflix drops entire seasons in a day, Riley says that leads to a binge-and-burn approach, which fatigues customers. WarnerMedia will be open to trying new things. He says that in an increasingly on-demand universe, there's no way to wall in viewers today, no matter how strong your service is. One part of the Warner empire that Riley doesn't mention at all in his 75-minute presentation? HBO. At this point, it isn't clear whether HBO Now will exist on its own, or if HBO programming, the crown jewel of WarnerMedia, will be offered as part of the new service. It could hold the key to the new service's success. There's a Hollywood maxim that is as brilliant as it is simple, and it comes from a famous screenwriter named William Goldman. In Hollywood, Goldman famously said, "The one thing everyone knows is that nobody knows anything." As much as Netflix has turned the Hollywood system upside down recently, there is still no set playbook you can follow to win the future. And no matter how many TV shows get produced or subscription services get rolled out, there is one thing not one of these companies has the ability to change, no matter how much money they spend. We only have 24 hours in a day to eat, work, and play. Netflix's Reed Hastings has one more prediction. Perhaps it's already happening to you. What about when there's a movie or a show you're really dying to watch and you end up staying up late at night? So we actually compete with sleep. And we're winning. Yes, as these companies all battle each other for eyeballs, the final frontier of all just might be sleep. From Wondery, this is Business Wars. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we invite you to subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a link on the episode notes you can tap or swipe over the cover art, and you'll see some offers from our sponsors. We hope you'll support our show by supporting them. If you like what you've been listening to, we would love it if you gave us a 5-star rating and perhaps told your friends how to subscribe too. There's another way you can support us, and that's over at Wondery.com/survey. Just answer a few questions, and while you're there, don't forget to tell us what business war stories you'd like to hear. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written by Dade Hayes, author of the upcoming book, Binge Times. Karen Lowe is our senior producer and editor. Our editor and producer is Jenny Lauer Beckman. Sound designed by Bay Area Sound. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can binge every episode of Business Wars ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.